The first Gan of the Daban Ernud was entrusted with the responsibility to establish a colony on another star system, Gan Odru continued. As links to Ernud became more tenuous with distance, his responsibilities grew, and he became the supreme authority, answerable to no one. But he was a strange kind of Gan in that his fleet consisted of but one ship, and so his staff consisted of but one Prag. And inasmuch as the Prag had no real tactical decisions to make, as the war had been left far behind, the relationship between Gan and Prag became unstable and evolved. A simple way to express it is that the Gan became somewhat like your avowed, and the Prag like your secular power. This state of affairs came about over the course of but a single generation, but proved extraordinarily stable and has not changed since. The clothing that I wear is but little changed from the formal dress uniforms worn by the Gans of Ernud's ocean-going fleets thousands of years ago, though, of course, they did not wear them aboard ship, since it is difficult to swim in robes.
Humor was the last thing I was looking for here, and so astonishment got the better of mirth, and I chuckled too little and too late.
The second Gan was weakened by illness and served for only 6 years. The third was a young protege of the first. He had a long career, and through the force of his personality and his uncommon intelligence, gained back some of the power that his office had ceded to that of the Prags. Late in his career, he became aware of your summons and made the decision to alter the trajectory of the Daban Ernud so that it would, as he conceived it, fly into the past. For the signals that he and the others heard, they conceived as ancestral voices calling them home to make the Ernud that should have been, but that, through its leader's follies, it had failed to become. I suppose you have already some notion of the wanderings that followed, the advents at Tro, Earth, and Phthos, and their consequences. My purpose is not to rehearse all of that history, but to give an account of our actions here.
It will be useful,
Fra Jad said,
to know what occurred with the Warden of Heaven.
For a long time,
said Gan Odru, shifting into a lower gear, as he was now making it up as he went along instead of reading from notes.
The relationship between the Gans and the Prags has been poisoned. The Prags have said that the third Gan was simply wrong, that all the wanderings of the Daban Ernud have been without meaning, simply the endless consequence of an ancient mistake. Believing that, they saw their only purpose as self-preservation. Those who think this way want only to settle down somewhere and go on living. And with each advent, some do. We have left Ernudans behind on Tro, Troans behind on Earth, and so on. They find ways to live even though those Cosmai are not their own. So of the cynical ones, the ones who believe it is all a meaningless error, a large fraction are bled off at each advent. At the same time, we are joined by ones from the new cosmos who believe in the quest. So the ship is rebuilt and departs for the next cosmos. At first, the Gans have power and the Prags do their bidding. But the journey is long. The quest is forgotten as generations go by. The Prags gain, the Gans lose power. The pedestal and the fulcrum have long been our names for these two tendencies. And so here you see me, virtually alone in this place of ceremony, doing what my predecessors did, but with little respect and no power. Thus came we to Ab. Pregeshwa, my counterpart, and her followers saw your planet as just another civilization to be raided for its resources, so that the ship could be rebuilt and the journey extended. Yet Eshwar is an intelligent woman who has read our histories and well knows that in an advent, the pedestal and the Prague tend to lose power to the fulcrum and the Gan. Already she was choosing tactics to forestall this. When the Warden of Heaven came to us, it was obvious that he was a fool, a charlatan. We already knew as much, of course, from our surveillance of Arb's popular culture, and the Prague had already devised a plan to draw comparisons between me and this Warden of Heaven, to make his foolishness, his falseness, rub off on me.